So here comes Patrick, P-A-T-R-I-C-K-C-A-S-A-R-E-Z, 3-11-55. Patrick comes in today for follow-up of his bilateral onychomycosis as well as his severe tinea corporis period. He is pre-diabetic, we know that, and he is on steroids, which is feeding the problem for his polymyalgia rheumatica. He did get treatment with doxycycline and Ceptra one time. The Pseudomonas showed minimal sensitivity to those medications, so I'm adding Cipro to his regimen today. He did improve, but then the infection seems like it's not going away, or it's coming back, period. My concern is possibility of osteo. I recommend that an MRI, but he wants to hold off till he sees a specialist. We're not his primary care doctor. He actually goes to Kelsey Seybold. That's K-E-L-S-E-Y-S-E-A-B-O-L-D. So he needs to get in touch with him and then get a referral to a specialist and then maybe do a CT, MRI of his foot. That way, he says, medical problems, prediabetes, hypertension, thyroid issues, arthritis, medications, see the list. Most recently on Lamisil and Nystatin. He finished a course of Doxy and Ceptra DS, and now he's being put on Cipro. So those are his medications. Allergy, penicillin, social, ETOH, minimal. Smoking, none. Drug use, none. He has his own business. Surgery, no recent surgery. COVID immunization, none. He's alert. He's awake. He weighs 250 pounds. He's not having any fever, chills, nausea, vomiting, any pain in the foot, any symptoms of osteomyelitis or any other issues. But nevertheless, one, O-N-E, is concerned about possibility of osteo, and that needs to be evaluated. So did I say 250 pounds, 98%, 98.1, 20, 60, 127 over 55? Okay, good. Heart positive, small positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, abdomen obese. There's evidence of onychomycosis, bilaterally severe. There's tinea corporis, bilaterally severe. Assessment number one, refractory fungal infection, refractory onychomycosis number two. Number three, continue with Lamisil. This is day number... six. Next number, continue with Nystatin. Next number is add Cipro. Next number is the culture and sensitivity review. Next number is a copy of his workup has been given to him. Next number is he is pre-diabetic. Next number is lose weight. Next number is diet and exercise as before. Next number, again, let's talk about the steroids. That's the fly in the ointment that's causing the biggest problem, I believe, in his case. And he needs to get in touch with his doctor and see how much more he can cut back on his steroids as well. That's very important. And I've explained that to him, that steroids act like a fertilizer to his infection. Next number, blood pressure is stable. Next number is obesity. Next number is, we talked about GLP-1. He wants to hold off on anything like that at this time. Next number, see his regular doctor. Next number is get referred to dermatologist. Next number, get an MRI of the foot to feet to make sure there's no osteo. Okay, those are my plans. Thank you. Goodbye.